From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A new federal report shows cracks growing on the pedestrian bridge at Florida International University should have closed the road it spanned immediately. The Miami Herald obtained a report by the Occupational Health and Safety Administration yesterday. It finds that engineers in charge of the bridge design and construction should have recognized the prospect of a collapse, which killed six people last year. According to the OSHA report, construction workers were concerned about cracking as soon as the bridge was placed over 8th Street. The bridge was meant to connect FIU with the city of Sweetwater. The National Transportation Safety Board is also investigating the causes of the collapse. That report is expected later this year. Over 2,700 Little Havana community members have helped author a plan for its future called the Little Havana Me Importa Revitalization Master Plan. This plan was released yesterday, and as WLRN's Aaron Sanchez-Guerra reports, it aims to preserve and improve the neighborhood in the face of growth.
The creation of the master plan was organized by various groups who say, Little Havana Matters to Me, or Little Havana Me Importa, the name of the collaborative effort to manage change to the Cuban heart of South Florida. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez wants to improve the social and physical infrastructure of the neighborhood his father and former Miami Mayor Javier Suarez grew up in.
Make sure that we prioritize things like affordable housing, making sure that all our residents who are in many cases cost burdened, in terms of their rent payments, have an opportunity to stay in Little Havana.
The mayor said the plan would prioritize access to nature, open spaces, and pedestrian mobility, which have lacked in Little Havana. The plan wants to enhance the physical and mental health of residents through increased access to parks. Juan Mullerat is with Plus Serbia Design, the primary urban planner behind the initiative.
In order to really create something that we don't have to rebuild later, which is something that we do in Miami way too often, this looks at 100 years and starts setting a guideline on how to get there.
Through the recommendations of the plan, Little Havana could stay as Little Havana for generations. I'm Aaron Sanchez-Guerra in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.